Hello, my name is Marcy Stern. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be studying Chagai Perek Bet, Chapter 2. In the last class, we learned the first chapter of Chagai. The Navi spoke to the political leader Zerubbabel and the spiritual leader Yehoshua Kohen Gadol on Rosh Chodesh Kislev of the second year of the Persian king Daryavish, telling them emphatically, Alu hahar havetem eitz uvenu habayit, go up to the mountain, bring wood, and build the second temple. After much encouragement for their feelings of inadequacy, the Jewish people begin preparations for the rebuilding on the 24th of Elul. The second and final chapter of Chagai begins a bit less than a month later on the 21st of Tishrei, Hoshana Rabbah, which is the last day of Sukkot. Chagai gathers the nation Yerushalayim and gives them words of encouragement and strength to persevere in gathering the necessary materials for the building of Bayis Sheni, the second temple. One can only imagine how they felt trying to amass the appropriate things for glorious edifice and not to be able to do so. He addresses specifically a certain waning group of people who had a particularly hard time with the rebuilding concept. In Pasuk Gimel, the third verse, Mi bachem hanishar asher ra'a et habayit hazeh bichvodo harishon. You of those who remain, who saw the first temple in its glory, ma atem ro'im oto ata, and now how you see it now, Halo kamohu ka'ayin be'enechem. It is like nothing in your eyes. Amongst the Jews in Yerushalayim, there were still people who were old enough to actually remember the first temple in all its glory. These people, who are now in their 80s, Ezra tells us in his Sefer, had actually cried from disappointment some 16 years ago when the Jews who returned during Shivat Zion had set the foundation of the second temple and were stopped. The contrast between the old and the new was too sad for them. The young, on the other hand, raised their voices in happiness then, since they had nothing to compare this new experience to. Chagai addresses the leaders and the people with the famous biblical word, chazak, be strong. In Psukim Dalet and Hey, verses 4-5, it says, Va'ata chazak Zerubbabel ne'um Hashem. Be strong, Zerubbabel, says Hashem. V'chazak Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak ha-Kohen ha-Gadol. And Yehoshua, the son of Yehotzadak, be strong. Chazak kol ha'am. Let all the nation be strong. Va'asu and do, ki ani itchem, because I am with you. Do what? Asuma. What should they do? The next pasuk tells us, Et hadavar asher karati etchem betzeitchem mitzrayim. You should do the thing that I made with you, the covenant that I made with you when you left Mitzrayim. Veruchi omedet b'chochachem, and my spirit will stand in your midst. Al tira'u, don't be afraid. There is an unbelievable potential in the second Beit HaMikdash, despite all that is lacking, the funding, the gold, the silver, the problems with their enemies, the foreign influence. There is the potential of this temple to be the final temple, if the Jewish people can commit to the Brit, the covenant they made with Hashem after leaving Egypt, to keep his Torah and its commandments. If you do this, Al tira'u, Hashem says, there is nothing to fear. And then Chagai adds an incredible incentive. He adds that if Bnei Yisrael remain faithful to Hashem, he will eventually restore the majesty and glory that was synonymous with the first temple to the second temple as well. In Psukim Vav through Tet, verses 6-9, the Navi says, Ki cho amar Hashem Tzvakot, so says Hashem, Od achat ma'ati, there'll be one and it will be short. Rashi explains, there will be one more empire, Yavan, Greece, who will conquer the Persians who are in Eretz Yisrael now and control it now and control it. Vani mar ish et hashamayim ve'et haaretz ve'et hayam ve'et hayabasha. And I will thunder the heavens and the earth and the dry places and the sea. This alludes to the miracles of the Hashmonaim after the Greeks. Vihir ashti et kol ha-goyim, and I will jolt the non-Jews. Uva'u chemdat kol ha-goyim, and all of the treasures of the goyim will be brought. Umileti et ha-bayit hazeh kavod, and I will fill this second temple with honor. Li ha-kesev li ha-zahav, to me is all the silver and the gold, so says Hashem. It can go where I want it to. And this alludes to the time of Herod, when Herod expanded the Beit HaMikdash and glorified it. And then the most beautiful pasuk, Gadol yiyak vod habayit hazeh ha'acharon min harishon. Greater will be the honor of this latter house than the first. And please note that the word acharon in Tanakh can mean latter or last. And there are a number of psukim to prove this. The ultimate dream can be a reality, that the second temple could not only be as good as the first, but better. What better encouragement for the people could Haggai have said? In what way was the second temple, in the end, more glorious than the first? The Gemara said there was a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Chad amar b'shanim, one said in years. The first temple stood for 410 years. The second stood for 420. Chad amar b'binyan, and the other one said in the actual size of the structure. Gadol yiyak vod habayit hazeh acharon min harishon. How much greater will be this house, this latter house, than the first. The people at the time of Haggai, had they played their cards right, could not only have had the second Beit HaMikdash being grander than the first, but the second Beit HaMikdash could have been Acharon, the last and final temple, Ha'acharon, and its structure would have been beyond the first and stature. But that was not to be. Unfortunately, the Jews were not faithful to Hashem, and the Romans destroyed the Bayit. Fortunately, though, that prophecy lives on as Nevuah Shehutzrecha L'Doros. Prophecy that is needed for all generations is written down. We, living in 2020, hear these words and live with the hope and knowledge that a time will come when Moshiach will be here. Uva'u chemdat kol ha-goyim, and all of the goyim will bring their riches. Li ha-kesev li ha-zahav, and they will bring it up to the Beit HaMikdash. Gadol yiyak vod bayit hazeh ha-acharon min harishon. The third Beit HaMikdash will outshine the first Beit HaMikdash, and it will indeed be the acharon, the final one. The second half of Perek Bet in Haggai informs us that all the preparations for the building were concluded on the 24th of Kislev, some 3 months after they had begun. The time had finally come to put stone upon stone and add to the foundation that had been set some 16 years before in the days of Koresh. Haggai turns to the Kohanim, the priests, and asks them two very complicated questions concerning the laws of purity and impurity. Chazal and the Gemara split over whether their answers were correct or not. The discussion in the Gemara is extraordinarily complex. Suffice it for us today to glean the message the nation and the leaders were to learn from these questions, according to the Perush of the Malbim, the commentary of the Malbim. At this point, the necessary materials have been assembled. The time has come to put stone upon stone. Hashem, through Haggai, wants to warn the people that the building of the Beit HaMikdash is not merely a construction job of sticks and stones. The Beit HaMikdash is the house where Hashem's honor dwells. The building cannot be an external manifestation of their work. It must have an internal component that is the driving force behind the work. As the Malbim says, if the Jews build, quote, rak biyadayim chitzoniim, only with their external hands, ve'eino ma'aseh levavam v'nafsham, and there is no deeds that concern their heart and their soul, lachein hu tidbak b'tuma v'lo b'kdusha, then the job will cleave to tuma and not holiness. And so Haggai continues by saying in Pasuk Tetvav in verse 15, Simu na levavchem lemin hayom hazeh levamala. Let your heart pay attention from this day you begin to build. Your hearts must be part of this house. It can't be merely physical labor. It needs to be a labor of love for Hashem. Then and only then they can Kedusha, holiness, descend and rest in the edifice. From that day forth, from Chavdalet Kislei, Haggai describes the bracha that will shower B'nai Yisrael. He says in Pasuk Yotet, the 19th verse, Min Hayom Hazeh, from the 24th of Kislei, when they begin to set more stones on the foundation, Avarech, I will bless you. The bracha will shower down on B'nai Yisrael. The economy will flourish. Zerubbabel will be recognized as the Eved of Hashem. He will grow in national stature. Haggai has succeeded in his initial assignment that he began in Perek Aleph. Alu Hahar Vahavetem Eitz Uvenu Habayit, his directive to go up to the mountain and build the building. They are well now on their way to rebuilding the second Beit HaMikdash. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.